workers that receive information and pass information on. That was your testimony.
I agree, and I think that the duties include, I think that does that, Senator. I think that focal duties are, changes it just enough that, in my experience with cities and counties, they get pretty sloppy about who they're using to do what. And at some point, we have to have some ability to go back and say, no, if you're going to use these people here, even just once in a while, then
well,
they're part of
the... Let me ask Senator Howe a question, because I've never heard the term focal duties. What does that mean?
Focal duties means primary, and it came from Herb's, from the Herb representative saying primarily that that was the common language used in their rulings to designate a very small group of people is where the... Well, one of my concerns is the one that Mary basically states in reverse, that when you say emergency telephone worker means a person whose official duties include receiving it, it doesn't say it's their primary duty. You know, that could be someone in very early training, the 911, that's a janitor, who's going to work himself up. What we're doing here is to make sure that we have emergency service people manning emergency service during a strike, and for that we're going to allow binding arbitration. So there's a continuation of it, the same philosophy with fire and police.
Well, I was just going to ask a question because I'm not familiar enough about how this would work in smaller areas. I assume in the large metropolitan areas there's probably a person that does this full time, but in the smaller areas, how do I would assume?
Well, it's 24 hours a day.
Well,
in smaller areas, they take smaller areas and they combine them to make
geographic areas.
Okay,
make
so they're not a situation where they may have someone doing something else part of the time and then coming in part of the time to do this service.
How many centers do we have? 36?
39.
Why don't you come up? Are you the head of the emergency division for the state? We're glad to see you. We didn't see you on another bill that we had a concern about. Could you identify yourself in the record?
Sure. For the record, I'm David Yandell. I'm the 911 program coordinator with the Emergency Management Division.
All right, so how, from your understanding of the system and you're working with the local governments, how many workers are we talking about here?
We estimate that by the end of the implementation period, we'll probably be talking somewhere in the vicinity of 500 to 750 employees.
Okay, throughout the state.
Yes.
So this is going to be very small bargaining units. Are you, Senator Howe, does your amendments make these separate bargaining units then for each of these?
Madam Chair, in those, there are three types of employee groups out there. Most of 911 people are connected. The largest, most of them will be the large metropolitan area. Most of them are within the bargaining agents of the Sheriff's Office.
So they're already subject to it.
They're already subject to it. And you have the other group to where they have special districts that have been formed, and that they may not have, you know, where they're a combination of a whole bunch of districts, and they may not have a bargaining unit. You know, and then the third one would be, they may or may not, I should say, the third one would just be the very small, and I doubt if they're covered at all.
That's Kevin, did you want to comment to that also?
Very briefly, Kevin Lundgren. What Senator Howe's amendments do in particular, Section 2, where it increases the length of time or before enactment, is nothing more than give employers a chance to petition for redesignation of the unit prior to the implementation. Now, what that means in practical terms is simply that those redesignation petitions are going to fall, or probably will fall anyway.
Okay, well, let me just ask, Mary, do you have any objection to that Section 2 part, which just puts a delaying thing on it, so they can petition for a clarification of the bargaining unit? I'm trying to find out where you, or is your objection mainly to this word focal duties?
I guess we have some concerns about the year effective date, only that it's going to make
Everybody's pretty, I mean, it's going to put everything in a tailspin for a while we go through them, while we go through the employers trying to split our units, and we fight that battle all the time anyway. And so far, we've been fairly successful at keeping our bargaining units intact.
Well, I know, but I can understand where you're coming from on the focal duties versus duties include, because it would narrow the bargaining unit. But if the first part wasn't in there, would you have an objection to the second part?
We could live with it.
Okay. Is there any other? From what I get on this focal duties would narrow the scope of who would be. And I can understand the cities wanting to do that, and I can understand the unions wanting to have it broader. I mean, it's just a policy issue, really, in terms of how we come down on this.
Madam Chair.
Senator Otto.
Do we have a definition of focal duties?
Well, that's why I asked Senator Howe.
In statutes.
That's why I asked Senator Howe, and he said it's an herb term, but I haven't heard it.
He said it means primary.
Madam Chair, if I may, just from seeing a lot of the job specs or job classification descriptions written around the state for this particular employee that I think that we're targeting, the majority of them specifically make reference to an employee whose principal duties are, and then they specifically list out the including the receipt and dispatch or call processing of emergency calls via 911 systems, et cetera. But they are specifically relating to this particular area that we're concerned about, and that is in the dealing with and processing 911 emergency calls.
Okay. Why don't we let each one of them make a comment, and then the committee can respond? So we get. I want.
I
more
still never got the definition. Or the answer is focal duties listed in the statutes, and apparently the answer is no.
Right.
I've heard over here primary duties, and I've heard over here principal duties. Now, which one should we replace it with, or should we replace that language? That's all I want to know.
I've never seen a definition for focal duties. And I would, again, I guess I'd make my case for leaving it the way it is. Our concern is that there is some idea out there, not so much in the big districts like Portland, but in some of the other areas, there's some idea that these people can be replaced with non-union workers in case of a strike. It insinuates that these people are not as highly trained as they are, that all they're doing is answering the phones. Answering the phones and dispatching a police car went away a long time ago. These are very highly skilled individuals, and by splitting a bargaining unit, you end up with people who think they can do the job. You force some of our members to replace other of our members on those phones, and when there's a problem, it will be the member who takes the heat for it, and if it costs a life, it could be, I mean, they would be covered under tort liability, but it's still that individual who would be sued if they did something wrong. And it just doesn't make any sense to us that when you're talking about a unit that's all housed together to allow half of it to strike and half of it not to strike.
Well, could you give us an example of where these, if they're not in a sheriff or a firefighting or a police officer, where these units might be housed, where they would be having the right to strike?
Couple of
them are
CWA.
Yeah,
about
yes, I know. The woman from CWA is not here now, but they have a couple of units that aren't housed.
In other words, it's contracted out to CWA or something like that? Well, to the telephone company, is that it? Or?
No,
they just represent. Oh, Tom's here.
Tom, do you want to add some comment here on this bill?
Sure.
We'll have a full panel here. Kevin, there's another chair.
For the record, I'm Tom Brum. I'm with the Communications Workers, Local 255, 9255. We represent a unit in Washington County that currently is in the basement of the Washington County Courthouse, and they dispatch for Washington County Sheriffs, I think City of Hillsborough, City of Forest Grove, etc. They are moving sometime after the 1st of July into a consolidated center that's going to be established by an intergovernmental agreement among various jurisdictions in Washington County, and it will be physically separate from anything else, period. Now, I would assume that under
can I just ask, are these people considered county employees, or are they...
Well, they are now, and I think...
But they're represented by CWA.
Yes, and I think they are now, and I think what will happen is they'll be employees of this, you know, this separate agency. I would assume that these people under this bill would all, if this were this bill to pass, I don't think there'd be any question that all of them would be under the binding ARB statute and would be prohibited from striking.
If this bill passes or under present
law? If this bill passes. Under present law, they would have the right to strike.
Okay.
I'm not sure that our, this is a growing trend, by the way, around the state of creating these centers that are totally separate.
Right.
So I don't think Senator Houck's amendment probably is going to be necessary, really. I think in many, many cases, it's going to be very clear who these people are and what they do, period.
Do you have any comment about the debate between duties and clues and vocal duties are?
Again, I thought when I read the bill and when it was originally introduced that the references to ORS 410-710, et cetera, made it pretty clear who these people are. You know, they're not AT&T telephone operators.
Yeah.
They are people that deal with emergency services. A whole series of statutes have been created about how you establish one of these centers, what you do with them, what these people do. And I think that's sufficient to make it very clear what sort of employees you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need the focal duties. I think it's...
What about the Section 2 where it says that the bill, if passed, wouldn't go into effect till July 1st, 1986, to allow the local governments to petition for unit clarification.
Madam Chair, Senator, could I understand from Senator Houck why he made it effective July 1, 1986?
This would allow... I totally disagree with the last person here in the saying that... The language is not necessary. If the bill goes the way it is now and you have any kind of dispute right now, the ERB's ruling is to totally include all of those people in that bargaining unit. So if you had 10 operators and you had a county employee strike to where those 10 operators in of 1,200 people,
mm-hmm.
Their present ruling under their present policy now is to include all of that body under mandatory arbitration and not allow the strike but force it into mandatory arbitration. That was their, you know, I asked the question about three or four different ways. That's the genesis of why we, but there was a vehicle out of that situation, the one of which is that the counties would petition to set these people out to where we're trying to narrow out also. And that's the reason that we gave them 1 year to get them separated out and to go through ERB and get the separation from them. As far as the focal point issue, I have no problem with the primary duties. Basically means the same thing. I just don't want to grab a whole bunch of people that work in emergency telephone services,
mm-hmm.
that aren't really there to deal with the emergencies. That's what we're you know, in my opinion, what I think we should do is to deal with this thing as far as the ability to strike only with those people that are going to be critical in the 911 program and dealing with similar to the way we have police and fire. And that's a reason to again define who we're trying to exempt out of the ability to strike.
I might say I feel a little uncomfortable about these amendments until we have someone from ERB here. I'm sure they use the word focal duties because it probably relates to some case decision, and I really would like to know what we're hooking into there, because they may have, I mean, the facts of that arbitration case from the penitentiary were quite a different situation, yes, because you just had a few scattered among a whole unit that was basically in the arbitration area, and it looks like we're talking about it reverse kind of situation here, but maybe what we should do is ask someone from ERB to come Wednesday and give us some more information. But I would like Tom to comment on my question about how he would feel about Section 2. I realize it's tied into Section 1, but how do you feel about it separately? And I think if I understand your position from the CWA, you're not in support of the amendments to make it limited to principal duties or focal duties or whatever the language ends up being
proposed. Senator Hendrickson, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I don't have any particular objection.
You don't object to it,
to saying primary duties, but I don't think it's necessary. I really don't.
But you don't object to it?
I don't object to it, no. On the effective date, I don't see, again, any particular reason to put it back a year. Maybe one of the questions you should ask somebody from ERB is whether they would envision a whole number of unit clarifications coming to their desk that they're going to have to deal with. They have a better idea of what their decisions have been in regard to different classes of employees in the same unit. Again, I think that the trend is to what I indicated is happening in Washington County, to creating a entirely separate center such as they have in Multnomah County, that again, it is very clear who these people are, mm-hmm, what their duties are, and the fact that they are not even physically any longer part of another unit.
I guess I can see that in large metropolitan areas. I'm just kind of running in the smaller.
Sure, and my experience with the smaller areas is,
or no, or just have.
Well, I understand that many counties are trying to do this, and of course anytime you're dealing with numerous political jurisdictions, it's going to take time and effort and so on, and I'm sure that it's not all going to happen overnight, and you're probably correct that it's in some of the smaller jurisdictions there could be some confusion.
Madam Chair, if I may, just to help clarify his point, Deschutes County is doing the same thing that he referred to in Washington County. Polk County already is. Lincoln County already is. Grant County is taking a look at it. Josephine County is taking a look at it. So they're all taking
a
look at the same type. That's correct.
The same mode of operation.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the main thing is we don't want to leave it unclear so that if there is an emergency, they don't know who's subject to it and who isn't subject to it. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we ask someone from ERB to come Wednesday and give us some more information, and why don't everyone here think about the language and so forth some more and be prepared to give us some more feedback on Wednesday?
May I ask one very brief?
Certainly, Senator Hamby.
Mary, if I were a vocational ed teacher at OSP, yes, and on my line, my job description, okay, specifically primary, of course, was voc ed, and yet that last job, that last duty was in case of an emergency, you know, I'm supposedly prepared, in reference to your opening scenario that you painted for us. I would then be included in the group, would I not?
Yes.
Yes.
Primarily because had you been at OSP, mm-hmm, when the riot came down, you'd have been locked in right along with everybody else, mm-hmm, and handed a gun. And that's exactly what happened.
All right. And taking that case into Washington County and the Communications Center, if I were the receptionist, let's assume there's a receptionist at the Communications
Center. No, there isn't, Senator.
There isn't?
No.
Maybe
no.
Someday there might be.
The unit that we represent in Washington County, the only person who doesn't answer the telephones, well, there's two people who do not answer the telephones.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming there's someone there to greet for any walk-ins or...
No.
It's a highly secure area.
It's just like Multnomah's.
It is. Now, there is one individual, I mean, the two people who do not answer the phones,
well,
or dispatch,
I'm sure,
are the director of the center, uh-huh, who's manager, And there's one individual that is called the Information and Resource Specialist, and he is the person that designs all their maps so that they... So that the dispatchers know where in the county they're sending people and so on. That person, of course, is part of the bargaining unit, but again, he's an emergency employee because he's providing the information to the group. Other than that, the first line supervisors also answer the phone. They would not be in the bargaining unit because they'd be managerial employees, but they're still emergency employees. And then the rest of the bargaining unit is... the rest of the people are in the bargaining unit and answer the phones or dispatch, one or the other, sometimes both.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll close the public hearing, and I'm going to ask that we have an IRG representative so we can get more information on that. I would remind members we have a meeting tomorrow night to begin hearing. We've got a large set of worker comp bills that we're going to hear. Is there anything else that we need to bring up today? All right. We'll be in adjourned then till Tuesday night.